Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text 77. Vindate purushom mushmat yadat ichate satvaram madgita gita supritach chreyasaneka valabhat. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings the song sung by me can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee, being fixed in the Lord's devotional service, can acquire whatever he wants from the Supreme Lord. Purport: as stated in Bhagavad Gita 6:22, Yam labdha cha param labham manyati nadikam tatah. If one can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has nothing to aspire for, nor does he desire any other gain. When Dhruva Maharaj became perfect by austerity and saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, he was offered any kind of benediction he wanted. However, Dhruva replied that he did not want anything, for he was perfectly satisfied with the benediction of seeing the Lord. Except for the service of the Supreme Lord, whatever we want is called illusion, Maya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivara Swarupahaya Krishnera Nityadas. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 20:108. Every living entity is an eternal servant of the Lord. Therefore, when one engages in the service of the Lord, he realizes the highest perfection of life. A faithful servant can fulfill any desires by the grace of the Master, and one who engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord has nothing to aspire for separately. All his desires are fulfilled simply by engaging constantly in the Lord's loving service. Lord Shiva shows us that any devotee can be successful simply by chanting the prayers which he has recited. Vindate purushom mushmat yadyati chatte sattvaram madgita gita tsupritach chriyasam ekavalabhat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings the song sung by me can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee, being fixed in the Lord's devotional service, can acquire whatever he wants from the Supreme Lord. Gyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam vinatas mai shri gurave namaha mukam karoti vachalam pangam lagayati grinat kripta dham vande shri gurum dinatharinam. So Lord Shiva concludes his instruction to the Prachetas by saying in a couple of verses in the end of the chapter that the benefits of reciting this special mantra or prayer, as he said in the beginning. So here he says that whoever chants this song will please the Supreme Lord, and by doing such service one can acquire whatever he wants or she wants from the Supreme. So Prabhupada explains that devotees actually do not want anything than service to the Lord. So even if someone approaches the Lord by some material motive, like Dhruva Maharaj, when by executing faithfully devotional service one realizes the Supreme or sees the Supreme, then all other benedictions are of no value except that continuing service to the Lord. So any other thing which we can desire than that service, as Prabhupada says here, is called Maya, illusion. So there is this dilemma sometimes, what is the proper way to pray, to ask something or not to pray. I always remember one lecture in which Prabhupada I think he's on some festival, and he was explaining about different incarnations of the Lord, and basically simple, straightforward philosophy, quoting Bhagavad Gita. But at the end, somehow he just said that the devotees never ask anything from the Lord, and he said just like the gopis, they never asked anything from Krishna. Anything, and then he just stops. It seems, you know, he says, "So, all right, chant Hare Krishna." So it's just, you know, I always remember this. Anyone, never once, but at the same time, we many times we see devotees say, "Pray for this, pray for that, ask the Lord from this, about that." So what is? Sometimes I felt uncomfortable. So shall we ask or not? So it is. It seems that the pure devotee never asks, especially never asks anything for one's own, for one's own benefit. That's what Prabhupada means, I guess, when he says the gopis didn't ask anything from Krishna for their own, to fulfill their own desires. Although we can, you know, we can read in Bhagavatam, in Krishna book, Prabhupada explains, like in the last time of Rasa Lila, when Krishna left the gopis, so they were praying. And at one point they said, "So please, you know, come appear in front of us, and because we're here just to satisfy you, and also by this you give pleasure to us." So, you know, they say it's for you, but also we will become very happy. So it's not that the devotee kind of, you know, okay, now I don't want anything for myself. Everything's for Krishna. And you know, that the understanding is that by pleasing Krishna we become happy, and Krishna is especially pleased when one sees a devotee happy, a devotee is happy. Prabhupada once said to a disciple, "I just want to make you happy. That's my goal." So that's also Krishna's goal. And the way to do it is to desire to make Krishna happy. So there's this competition between the devotee and the Lord to serve each other. And that's the way to desire. If we desire, we should desire the happiness of the devotees and the Lord, and then automatically we'll fulfill all other desires. So all desires will be fulfilled. That's what it's meant here. By chanting this prayer, one can fulfill all desires, or like we sing every day, all the desires will be up. Ye prasade pura sarva asha, by this His mercy, all desires. So all desires, again, it means the desires, the spiritual desires, the desires to be followers of the devotees, like also in the Tulsi prayer. Our request is to become followers. Thank you. Followers of the dear devotees of the Lord. And so Prabhupada here says anything else is just illusion. There's one conversation with guests when actually Kirtanananda was speaking, and Prabhupada was more or less just listening. And at one point, Kirtanananda made this point that somehow it was about the guests were asking, maybe there were some parents actually, they were asking, "So you don't want and you don't have any ambition in your lives, you know, when you become Hare Krishna devotees?" And Kirtanananda thought and said, "No, we have some ambitions in that line, meaning that we want to become good devotees and things." And Prabhupada cut him and said, "No, a devotee doesn't have any ambition." And It's interesting to read the conversation. And Kirtananda continued, we have some ambition, but no, devotee has no ambition at all. And, you know, he said he simply wants just little service, that's all. So it was interesting to hear that there's no personal ambition for anything, just some little service. And that's the prayer. And we see, it's not that the devotee doesn't want anything or doesn't pray for anything, but when we see the prayers like Lord Shiva here in this song, does anyone remember what he prays for? And this is about 40 verses. He prays for two things. Mostly the prayers are just glorification of the Lord and description of His beauty. But also he is asking for something. Anyone remembers? It was a long chapter actually. Any guesses at least what he might have wanted? Just one guess, yeah. Yeah, the first one was, I just want to see your beautiful form. And which form exactly? The form which is worshipped by your dear most devotees. That was his first prayer, first desire. And then he starts glorifying and describing that beautiful form of the Lord in a couple of verses. And later on he asks for something else to get the association of pure devotees. These are the two things. And we see also in the prayers of our acharyas, that's what they want. Tadera charana sevi bhakta sane vas janame janame hoi vabilash narutam das takura. I simply want again this motive from, I want again and again, even if I take birth, to just be in the association of devotees and do some service. That's what also Prabhupada said in one lecture, quoting this line from the song of Narottam Das Thakura. I just simply want birth after birth to be in the association of devotees and do kirtan, you know, perform sankirtana. So it's a very simple desire and very simple process. But we find ourselves sometimes in difficulties, faced with other desires which come in our mind, and what to do in that case. If we find ourselves desiring something we do not want to desire, but it's somehow independent of us or independent of our intelligence, which is connected with the shastras, that we understand these desires are maya, useless, but still they are coming. So does that sometimes happen to you? Anyone has experience of having desires besides the desire to simply serve the Lord? So I guess we have all sometimes experienced that, if not all the times. But what do we do in this case? Especially, I remember when I was in Mayapur, for the first time, we were going on a Navadvip Parikrama, and then in one place, Jayapataka Maharaj explained, so this is Chintamani Dham, the special abode of the Lord. Here the trees, the desire trees, and everyone, whoever one wants here, these desires will be fulfilled. So I actually became afraid, because you know, you go in the Dhamma to be purified, but somehow or other you have material desire, and here we go, you know, you have to take that, and if the Dham fulfills your desire and it's material, what to do? So we continued walking, and I asked Kavichandra Maharaj, we were just walking, I said, Maharaj, you know what to do? If you have material desires, and better you don't come in the holy Dham. He said, well, you know, we all have material desires, and they are coming in our mind, but they are just always flashing, and the problem is we start dwelling on them. And if we really start meditating, dwelling, and thinking, willing, this, making plans how to fulfill them, then it's a problem, and the Lord may fulfill them. And because that's what we want, you know, He's merciful. He says, if that's what you want, you will get it. Especially if you be in the holy dham, in Vrindavan Mayapur, or in front of the deities. Jai Shri Ramakrishna. So sometimes it's like that, or like Arjuna Prabhu was telling this story about what was his name? I forgot his name. He was asking Prabhupada, you know, I'm brahmachari, but I feel these desires, still attraction for the opposite sex, but so what shall I do? Shall I take sannyas and be fixed? Or and Prabhupada said, if you're intelligent, you will take sannyas. Because then, even if you have these desires, you fulfill them, really, you fulfill them when you go to the higher planets, and then you will really enjoy. If you want to enjoy, you really enjoy. And then he described what means the enjoyment there, and what are the women there. So I was really, you know, again afraid, and I was asking Arjuna, what is this? You know, if you have desires and then you end up in heavenly planets, that sounds really horrible. In a sense that you are really complicated with sense gratification. You are a devotee, you are continuing your devotional service, but it sounds not so attractive in a way. And you know, he was saying that Prabhupada mentioned that in the context, and he was also kind of joking that with that devotee that, you know, if you really want to enjoy, then that's the proper way to enjoy. You know, first you do some austerities, but actually the real happiness, the real enjoyment is by joining Krishna. That's unparalleled to anything else in this world. So if we have these desires, yeah, there is the risk of, you know, asking Krishna intentionally or unintentionally to fulfill them, and then being more involved in such desires. Therefore, I remember once Hanumat Prashak Swami was explaining that Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, any other place, and where the deities you are, whatever you request, they fulfill. But therefore, we should approach Shishi Gornitai, because especially Nityananda Prabhu, who is the representative of he's the Adi Guru and the spiritual master, of course, and they will not fulfill material desires. They will give us only what is necessary, and so this is what we approach. And like Prabhupada said once, you know, we go in front of Shishi Gorintai. Even if we have some desire or problem, we go and say, "My dear sir, this is the problem." When we go to Shishi Gornitai. And it's not that we don't pray to Radha Krishna. If we pray, we should only pray for pure bhakti, like Narottam Das Thakur prays in his Hari Hari Bipali. At the end he says, Aha Prabhunanda Sutta Brisha Bhanu Sutta Juta Koruna Koroho Eva. Please be merciful to me. Narottama Dasa Koi Natili Horanga Pray. Please do not reject me from your Radish Lotus feet. But then what he prays from Lord Nityananda, that's also Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Narottam Das prays, Ara Kave Nitai Chander Korunana Hoya. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be merciful to me, and what is his mercy? How is his mercy manifested? Karunana Hoya. Samsaraba Sana More Kave Tucha Have. So his mercy will manifest if our samsara vasanas become insignificant. Vasana is something which is very deeply rooted in our mind, very deep impressions or desires or knowledge of being here in the material world. It's like, you know, it's really very deep in the mind, and where it's a subconscious mind, we even don't realize it. So sometimes we may think, especially in the beginning, you know, after some time we find ourselves, we get rid of the gross desires and we feel free. And then reading Bhagavad Gita and descriptions of a pure devotee, and many times our devotee saying, well that's me, you know, this really sounds like myself. But and then, because, you know, the mind is peaceful, I have control of my senses and my mind, and everything seems fine. But at one point, something comes and we wonder where it comes from. So it comes. This is these vasanas, yeah, very deep material, deep rooted material desires. Prabhupada compared that to our mind to a lake. Actually, there is a lake like that in America. I forgot where it was, in some place which is at the bottom. There are sediments. It is very old. Anyway, I don't know the English names. I forgot somehow, but you know, these old bones and whatever is there, rotten, and they create this gas, which sometimes come in the surface like book, book. So it's bubbling from time to time, but most of the time it seems like a flat for Prabhupada. But that's our mind, you know. It may seem peaceful, but from time to time, from really at the bottom, sometimes comes, and we are shocked sometimes to, you know, realize how can we desire something, or how can this appear in the mind. But that's the samsara vasana. So it's not that they will not come, especially if we are born in a low, you know, low, we have low birth, where we continue with some putting more samskaras, more impressions from this lifetime which are sinful. Once one devotee wrote to Prabhupada, how can I, you know, be free from a sex desire? It seems just impossible, you know, it comes again and again in my mind. I cannot control that thought that comes. And Prabhupada said, wrote back, actually you will not be able till the end of your life because of your birth. Because of your birth you will not be able to do it. But in a sense you will not be able to control these thoughts which will come independent of your will. But what can happen, what you can do, is to follow strictly the process, and then these thoughts will not bother you. So they will be there, but will not bother. Or like this line which Narottam Das Thakur says is, yeah, there will come these samsara vasanas, but by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, tucha have, they will just appear insignificant, tucha, to us. So when they are insignificant, we don't bother so much of their presence. So thank you very much. I'll stop here. Are there any comments, questions? Yes.
You mentioned that our duty doesn't desire for any other form than devotional service. I just wonder, in a written service. So, do you relate to that written service? Which one do you also desire to render big service to Krishna? Actually, Prabhupada, he had a plan to make devotion a society.
Hmm.
So that's a big service. So, how do we...
Well, in his mind, it's not a big service. In our mind, it's enormous, it's great. But in his mind, he many times said, I did nothing, very little. I just tried to fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj. So it's not that he was making plans, I will do this, that, big society, big devotees. He was very humble. He was thinking, that's the mood. I just will do some little service to my Guru Maharaj. And by that mood, Krishna, if we're pure, Krishna fulfills it, and then it's becoming big. But still, you know, even if it's so big, we see Prabhupada was humble. But you know, we like Lokanath Maharaj was praying in 96 in the centennial. I remember in Mayapur, in front of Radha Madhava, his annual prayer. So he was saying, my dear Lord, yes, nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kama. We should not ask for money, we should not ask for followers, but I ask you, please, give me money, give me followers, so I can praise your pure devotee in a big way. So that's fine. But you don't feel yourself doing big service, but you just want to do something something for Krishna, then if Krishna arranges that it's big, then still we feel humble. Anything else?
In the beginning, it was thought that very important is to have an association with devotees and deities. Krishna Dasha. And what is the position of devotees who live outside? Because 89% of devotees live outside. They have some association with deities.
What is the position of devotees who live outside of the temple and what association? Yeah, they should try to associate as much as possible with other devotees around or coming to temple and have deities at home. That's what Prabhupada recommended for grihasthas living outside. Depends on the worship, on the mood. There's a difference, of course. These the deities in the temple have very high standard, but if you worship your deities, you're at home with pure devotion. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, "In that home, which I see the worship of Radha Krishna, that's not different from Goloka and the song Shuddha Bhagata." So it's your home becomes spiritual world. But again, you should seek the association in any way. It is the main association, but also with others. To share that, it's necessary. That's why he created a society, to have association with each other. So if we desire it, Krishna arranges somehow. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jāya.